Hey guys, it's me, Eric RPG, and Breakman is with me today again, once again, as we do the final, until the next time, but for the foreseeable future, it'll be the final Mega Man retrospective episode. And this time, we're talking about the various animated adaptations of the series.
I know, we talked a little bit about them before, but now we're actually going to go into it, I guess. Right.
And especially with the most famous or infamous of all, the Ruby Spears Mega Man cartoon. And sorry about my phone, but the most notable thing I will say about the Ruby Spears Mega Man cartoon is, hey, I know that kangaroo. It's Gutsman. Because he knows Gutsman's ass so well.
I was going to come into this before I watched the OVAs. I was going to go into trashing this as probably the second worst. But no, I think the OVAs are worse than this one, to be honest with you. But the Ruby Spears cartoon.
It's insipid in the Ruby Spears cartoon, while very tonally off from what should be a kid's show, right. I actually, as an adult, find the ridiculous adult humor in the show funny, and it's just so bad it's good quality, but like the OVAs are insipid and basically waste of air.
the OVAs, like, oh my god, at least with the Ruby Spears they decided, like, here, let's make this its own thing. Like, this is Mega Man and the Mega Man world, and this is, let's play this seriously. Whereas with the OVAs, they decided to go with the let me explain it this way. Did you ever see the movie Beastmaster?
No.
Okay. Well, basically, it was a loincloth type movie, like Conan or something like that, certain that medieval type fantasy realm type thing. Well, for the sequel to Beastmaster, you know what they did? They found a portal that opened up his world to our world, and he came to our Earth.
Oh boy! So this is the premise for Masters of the Universe.
Yeah,
they stole it from this movie.
Yeah, it's the same fucking thing, and that's what the OVAs are. It's basically, there's a kid at home playing a fucking video game. For some reason, his one magical copy of Mega Man 5 allows Dr. Wily and Mega Man and Nerdfuckby to come out of the game for whatever reason.
Yeah, most of the Mega Man robot masters represented in these OVAs are from 5, because that was the game that was out at the time this thing was created, or all three of these things were created.
Yeah, it was.
And it was originally intended for, I guess it was probably intended for schools, because they wanted to teach kids about Japanese culture.
Yeah, I didn't know there was a lot of that. Yeah,
some corporation was probably funding the thing.
Yeah, I will say the Dr. Wily voice actor was pretty fucking awesome though.
Some of the voice actors in the English dub from Ocean Group. So I noticed like Ranma maybe Ranma, because I think Ukiyo is the mom character in from Inuyasha, and I think they're the same voice actress, only she sounds older. But along with Peter Kalemis, who did Krillin's voice, he randomly shows up in one of the episodes. Maybe a couple times, actually.
I think I remember that. Yeah, I watched it a couple weeks ago, and there's when I were done watching them, it was kind of like, I wish I could forget this right now. But I can't. We got to talk about it on a podcast. Anyway.
But yeah, it's a bunch of various episodes. Like, the premise is usually the same. They come out of the game world, and they learn about Japanese culture, and Dr. Wily usually invades their world and tries to do something.
Yeah, and Mega Man stops him, or Proto Man, and Beat, and Rush, and everybody help him. And
even though the dub was from, like, 2006 or something, this is, like, early 90s. So, yeah. Like, the quality of the dub is about the same. Because you could tell where like, the budget was going for the voice acting, because, like, only a handful of Ocean Dub Group people show up, and the rest of them sound like amateurs. Although I do appreciate Yuta and his sister being voiced by actual children, or at least what it sounds like, actual children.
Are they? Okay. But, yeah, so the OVAs are only a few episodes, thank God. The Ruby Spears, what's that?
They're only 30 minutes each either.
Yeah, I know. So this weird Dr. Wily escaping the game world and in Japan. And why does this kid have the one magical copy of Mega Man? And why do his bad parents let him continue to play?
Dad works at Capcom.
His parents should take the game away from him as soon as a mad scientist escaped and tried to take over the town. Yep. You know what I mean? no, you can't play this game anymore. We need to turn this into the government or something, or just CSI. Somebody needs to investigate this shit.
I forget which episodes are what, but the first episode, Dr. Wily tries to tries to control the weather. And then in the second episode, I forget what he did. In the third episode, he makes a typhoon creation machine.
And then at one point, Mega Man goes into the future and finds out. Weather.
Oh, yeah, and there's time travel in that one.
And Dr. Wily destroyed the world or Japan or Tokyo, I think. And he goes back, has to stop him from doing that. Yay. Mega Man succeeds. And once again, it's all the Mega Man 5 robots.
Much like Ruby Spears, they make Girl try to be a hero and have her fail at it. Instead of, actually making her a worthwhile assistant to Mega Man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Also, she gets dressed up in a kimono and they put way too much makeup on her, I think.
Yeah, whatever. It was really bizarre. Just really bizarre. So anyways, so I guess let's move on to back to the Ruby Spears cartoon, which I think only had one season, didn't it?
No, it was two seasons.
It was two seasons, okay. And it was unceremoniously canceled without really people knowing it.
The final episode of the series was about Dr. Wily's latest plan to rule the world by converting them all to cat people, or lion people.
Well, yeah, because lion people would be easier to control, right? I mean, that totally makes sense, right? The Ruby Spears cartoon was weird because they changed the look of Mega Man to make him look more like a kind of a teenager, I guess, which more of a man, because really they did that role too. They turned her into a woman. So instead of being like a girl and boy, they're man and woman robots now.
They look more like college undergrads who actually failed high school and had to repeat it several times before they graduated.
They're the kids.
Because kids today don't look like anything like they do.
They're the 30-year-olds in college.
They look the age that Saved by the Bell kids did look on their, like, the last couple seasons.
Right.
Before they did the college stuff.
Right, so these are the kids that are 30-year-olds in college, and all the classmates come up to them like, oh, it's so good that you've come back to school. What do you mean, come back? So the Ruby Spears cartoon, it's basically every episode Dr. Wily tries to take over the world, and with random, kind of, it seems mostly random robots throughout the Mega Man series, which I liked. Although I think Gutsman, Cutsman, and there's another one he used a lot of from the second one or first one, I think. And Proto Man, who was always there as the bad guy antagonist.
Because I guess at the time of this game, I think 5 was also out. So it's around the same time as the OVAs.
Okay.
So like they had pinned Proto Man as the quote unquote villain of that game, even though it ends up not being the case. But because of that, he's the villain in this game or series.
Yeah, and they did a weird thing with that in the Captain N cartoon too.
Also, it might have something to do with the fact that Ruby Spears' other cartoon that was airing at this time, Double Dragon, which is equally shit. Which is also interesting because the same voice actor for Billy Lee, or was it Jimmy? I forget. Who cares? The red one was also the same voice actor for Proto Man.
The only good thing about the
and they were both villains in these series.
The only good thing about the Double Dragon cartoon is it was better than the Double Dragon movie. Which isn't saying much.
Movie.
That movie was absolutely garbage in every fucking way. There was no redeeming qualities.
The redeeming quality is that Robert Patrick's career wasn't destroyed by it somehow.
Yeah, that's amazing. But that's definitely amazing. But there's no like quotable lines. Like, you know, the Street Fighter movie wasn't good, but at least they're like, at least we had Ralph Julia playing M. Bison, and he has so many great lines, you know.
And Van Damme looked goofy with Kyle hair. I'm gonna be so bad, Bison.
Yeah, but okay, we've gone off the rails anyway.
Well, like I said, like the show had nonsense plots. And no character development, so it was basically a robot master situation of the week.
Yeah, it was sort of like the G.I. Joe way of doing things. Like every week, Cobra's trying to take over the world. You know, every week, Dr. Wily's got a completely new plot to take over the world.
Each was probably more insane than the last.
Yeah, I think there was one to be continued episode, maybe. Mm. Like, so there was, like, one two-part episode. Other than that, like, none of the episodes were really connected in any way. Mm. In the season two, they at one point brought in Mega Man X and Vile from the future. But I don't really remember what happened. It's been a long time, and I don't want to go back and watch it.
Yeah. And they made him even older, in more of a man-like character.
Yeah, yeah.
Because X is supposed to be an older looking character, but like the thing is, Mega Man / Rockman is supposed to be like 13 years old, whereas X is supposed to be 16, 17.
Yeah. Like he's like Mega Man's supposed to be a kid and Mega Man X is supposed to be a teenager, basically. Well, in this, it's like a man and old man now. cartoon. But you know, back at the time, I loved it because at that point, the only other Mega Man we'd had is the Captain N cartoon, which is the most embarrassing take on Mega Man of ever.
Yeah, we could talk about that briefly, but back on the subject of Ruby Spears, like the show was. Like I mentioned earlier, the show is littered with like sexual innuendo of a homosexual nature.
Okay, maybe like, I do need to go back and watch them, man.
First of all,
this adult stuff because I was watching it as a kid.
There's one episode where Mega Man's personality gets changed by a doctor named, I kid you not, Dr. Pedo. It's supposed to be a French, but I get like Pedo, but like.
Right.
The way it's pronounced, it sounds like pedophile. There's a shorthand for pedophile, but
wow.
But not to mention he does talk pretty creepy. So that doesn't make it any better,
right?
But and he messes with Mega Man's head, so yeah. There's stuff in there, but there's like lines where like. Mega Man and Gutsman would say things like "Gutsy Baby" and shit to each other, and like a line where Dr. Wily and Proto Man have an exchange about like something that Dr. Wily says he's going to do, and then Proto Man responds by saying, whatever turns you on. It's like, whatever. Weird. I know what you're going for, but phrasing.
Weird. Weird. Yeah.
It's almost like the dialogue that went out in the outtakes that they had from Thundercats, like where the voice cast crew is just fucking around,
They
decided to leave it in.
Man, I love those
because it was just character. Innocuous enough that they could get away with it.
When they fuck around in character is the best, because you're saying things like, oh my god, did the Lion King just say that? Did Simba just say fuck off? What the fuck? So, yeah, Ruby Spears cartoon, I mean, I think that's really all there is to say about it.
Don't watch it unless you're curious, but, like, if you're going to watch it at all, find out, like, I don't care if it's in a legal way, just watch it for free. Don't pay money to see this stuff.
Just YouTube it. I'm sure it's on YouTube.
I'm sure all of them are on YouTube somewhere.
The OVAs were on YouTube. I know Captain N's on YouTube. I've seen some of it.
Now, speaking of which, Captain N, where they made Mega Man really short, got his color wrong, and much like, I forgot to mention this in Ruby Spears, but for whatever reason, the voice actor for Dr. Wily was given a thick German accent.
At least he didn't talk like this, like Mega Man did.
Hey man, did you swallow an e-cigarette? He can't smoke cigarettes, so why not?
Mega Man's up to 6 packs a day. Why ask? They're mega cigarettes, so don't judge me.
Because he had to say mega every fucking sentence for some goddamn reason.
Another interesting thing about Captain N is, like, much like the Ruby Spears cartoon, it also used the Ocean Group studio for its dub work. Although the voice actors in this show typically didn't pop up in most of the other stuff Ocean Group would go on to do, but it is the same studio.
I don't know if I can fault the voice actors for the writing of that show.
Kevin Keane showed up to do the voice of Kira Yamamoto from Gundam Seed, the original dub of Gundam Seed. Because, like, they got a new dub eventually.
Right.
So it's like, that's a weird choice for the main character. It's because Kevin Keane's character has a thick South Californian accent.
Right.
Because he sounds like a surfer.
Yeah, whereas you got the impression he was a kid who didn't go out of his room very much.
Yeah,
as opposed to being a surfer. But yeah, like the voice acting, I can't really. The show was so badly written. Like the one I was referring to it earlier. Like there was an episode of that was heavily affected by the release of Mega Man 3. There was a proto person episode where you find out at the end, like, because it, at the time, Proto Man was a mystery, and they didn't want to reveal it. There was the whole mystery of who Proto Man is, and you find out, like, it's Proto Girl, his sister.
It's like, yeah, didn't we have Roll? Okay, never mind. Then again, they barely did research on any of the games that they put in their show, so it doesn't matter.
It didn't seem like they did, yeah, like... Like, it seemed like they ruined a lot of characters just in design alone. Like, what the fuck was up with Simon Belmont, for God's sakes? Like, he was
You could argue that he's being a subversion of the character archetype that he portrays, but...
The only character that looked accurate was probably Pitt.
Like, they had to make everybody a loser in comparison to Kevin so that Kevin would actually be competent.
I guess so. God. And then they added Game Boy as an actual character. That was just weird.
One thing I have to mention with the Ruby Spears cartoon, it's like the soundtrack was horrendous. I mean, not only was it horrendous, but it was actually done by Bruce Falconer, and you could tell because some of the tracks used in the show were ripped from the show and then pasted back into the original series premiere that Funimation did for Saban on the Dragon Ball Z.
Hey, I like some of the Bruce Falconer stuff. I think it got better towards the end, especially.
Maybe Ginyu Saga Bruce Falconer, but definitely not before.
I mean like Boo Saga and Cell Games. Like that's when he started to get really like a lot better, I think. But by the time
the Boo Saga ended, they had already replaced him with Menza, I think.
I don't know. But so the soundtrack of Captain N, I have no idea. I don't remember. Mm-hmm. I do remember Super Fighting Robot.
So the intro was more cooler than the show for that one because, like, it much like Thundercats, followed the pattern of let's make this really cool intro that we'll have Sunrise Animation do for us, and then the actual show starts and it's nothing like that. It's like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Here you go, bait and switch.
Like I remember, Inspector Gadget has one of the best cartoon theme songs, and then the show starts. Oh, I can just turn it off now.
Also done by Sunrise. You know what else Sunrise did? The intro to Real Ghostbusters.
I love Real Ghostbusters.
They might have even done the. No, I know they did the intro for the G.I. Joe movie.
Oh, that was the best intro.
Maybe even a lot of the animation for Transformers, the movie. It's like they were the go-to animation studio because America's cheap and doesn't make its own.
Oh, well, they did a good job, so whatever. We benefited from it, I think.
And even Batman the Animated Series used their studio often, but like not always, which led to the inconsistency in animation quality in between episodes.
Yeah, that was a great show. I mean, still, as far as an interpretation of Batman, I still think it is one of the closest we've gotten.
And, well, that's really Captain N. I guess we could talk about Captain Rockman EXE / NT Warrior.
Yeah, those actually, those seemed really a lot... really more fateful to the game than any of the Mega Man shows that had come before it.
You could say that a lot of what the show did when it tried to get ahead of the games inspired what would happen in the games later.
That's kind
of
cool.
Like they left out characters like from the manga-based versions of the series. Like, like there was a character in the manga that I never read the manga, but apparently there's this character named Serenade, and she was like the ultimate antagonist. She's like ended up being stronger than Bass because like Bass is like this mysterious figure that was roaming around the internet somewhere, and he was a really powerful program who apparently had no master of any kind or operator. But the series like NT Warrior like went on for a while, and then they did like another series, which was basically just a the third season, where like they did some weird shit like Mega Man and Lan would come to the real world and fuse, become a new fighter.
Yeah, that was weird.
But before that, like they did the we were fighting stuff in the real world, and then they did the fusion stuff, and then
that stuff was later on. Though.
And then like, there was another series which I didn't know, but I guess I shouldn't be surprised by. But much like NT Warrior was an animated series, they also did an animated series for the Star Force games.
Actually, I didn't know that either.
Which apparently was also dubbed.
Huh.
But
since I've never played the Star Force games, I don't think I should.
I can only assume it was handled similarly to the way NT Warrior was done, which again was Capcom's go-to group was Ocean Group because like they did the dub work for the show. But I didn't like how the dub was handled because you could tell it was like, we're going to make it like Pokemon, and we're going to purposely dumb down the dialogue and maybe do some edits here and there.
Yeah, you could definitely tell it was they geared it towards a younger audience.
Well, the show was in general, but like it's like
No, but you could tell like the dialogue.
You tell it to the kids that are watching us because the kids aren't that stupid. They'll know that you tried to do certain things.
Well, you could tell that it was kind of American childrenized. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like they kind of dumbed it down for our children to make it because they for some reason think our children are stupid. American children
and don't know how to pronounce Japanese names or whatever.
Among other things, it's not just that. Like it's, things like saying like death and stuff like that. They try and avoid talking about those subjects,
mm-hmm.
or trying to light.
I'm gonna send you to the next dimension.
Yeah, stuff like that. Exactly.
Oh, that was one of the biggest blunders Funimation ever did. I'll never forgive Funimation what they did to Dragon Ball Z.
You mean
even when it got better, it was still not acceptable.
You don't like the Home for Infinite Losers, is what you're saying?
And I don't like what they did with Boo's voice. It's just so annoying and grating compared to the Japanese version. The Japanese version was like playful, but you could tell there was a devilish eye to him. And it wasn't super high pitched like it is in the English dub.
Yeah, you like sometimes I do have to pay attention.
It was high pitched,
so high pitched.
High pitched.
It's so high pitched. Sometimes it's hard to understand.
It's like you made his octave go to 11 when it was more like a 7.
Eesh.
But yeah, they completely ruined characters in the dub of Dragon Ball Z, and I don't want to talk about that anymore.
Okay, so back to the NT, Mega Man NT. They used characters from the game. The story was very similar to the game. It just, as far as a fateful adaption to a Mega Man game, like that's probably the closest we're going to get, I think.
Mm.
Other than, say, maybe the Sigma, Day of Sigma.
Yeah. We talked about that a little bit, too.
Yeah.
Day of Sigma, I think it was supposed to be like a pilot for the reboot of the series itself.
Which, unfortunately, they decided to put on the PSP, which was not the most popular of systems. Unfortunately, because those were two fantastic games. Maverick Hunter and you know, I've talked about Powered Up a billion times.
But it's basically supposed to be like the very first bad thing that Sigma did when he was under the influence of the Zero virus, or which became the Sigma virus, but we talked about that already.
Yeah.
But, and then the game takes place after that, immediately after that.
Yeah, I think it's funny in that movie that they killed Dr. Kane.
Yeah. I think, like, he was supposed to be dead in game, but, like, they don't tell us this.
Yeah. Well,
it's kind of like an animated version of the story in text format that you get in the manual back in the NES era.
Except for they didn't kill Dr. Kane back then. Like he was still around, like at least through the third one.
Yeah. Well, like maybe they figured he was in the grand scheme of things, he wasn't that relevant, so they didn't mind killing him off in the first game.
Yeah. I mean, they probably thought back on to wait. Why are we promoting this guy anyway? Oh, kill him. Yeah, I mean, he was a pretty worthless character for most part.
It's like, oh, I found Mega Man. Now I don't need to live anymore.
Yes, you've served your purpose, sir. Time to go. Because, you know, we don't want to pay another voice actor. Goodbye. So that, the Day of Sigma was good. Let's see, what else do we have?
We can talk about the comics a little bit. Not animated, but hey, it's something.
Yeah. Well, we still have Fully Charged, but I think there's something else I'm forgetting. I feel like I'm forgetting something.
We could talk about Super Adventure Rockman, but neither of us really played it. I saw a video playthrough of the game, but that's it. Oh, yeah, I did play the game once, but, like,
I'm thinking of the video from X7 maybe or X8. That's what I'm thinking of. Never mind. Okay. So yeah, so that really leaves Fully Charged as the last cartoon, but we can talk about comics too.
Fully Charged, a series that I almost thought was going to be canceled, and then apparently we found out it's mid-season break.
Which would have been nice for them to tell us instead of making me panic and cry a little and pee myself.
But this Cartoon Network, so of course they're not gonna.
Yeah. I'm hoping this isn't one of those where I'm enjoying it now and I look back in retrospect like the Ruby Spears cartoon. It's like, oh, like that was not good. But I'm really enjoying Fully Charged.
Because it's not the Ruby Spears cartoon.
I still see a lot of people complain, like, well, it's not the same. It's not Mega Man. Well, you know, it's because they were told not to make it the same.
He must have only seen the first two episodes and wrote the series off.
Yeah. I mean, for instance, like, I read that interview where Man of Action, which is a group, not just one guy, but, you know, Man of Action said specifically that we wanted to do, like, as close to the cartoon as or the game as possible, and Capcom told us not to. They are the ones who wanted us to do something different and make it for a new generation of fans to try and bring in new people into Mega Man.
Which explains why Amran looks stupid still. It's like, he looks stupid, and Captain N, he looks stupid in the Ruby Spears cartoon, and now he looks stupid and Fully Charged.
Now he sort of looks like a flying leaf blower or something.
And he's got, like, the weirdest eyes ever.
Yeah. I'm just thinking of Airman. Some of them are... And they did... I know last time we talked about Fully Charged, I was criticizing it for being basically the same thing as the, you know, let's try and talk to the villain down, and then we fight and have to beat him, like, every episode. Then they did the Woodman episode.
They're almost teaching kids a bad lesson, though, because like they're basically saying violence is okay, but it's only okay to after you've exhausted your talking options. Right. And but still, violence is the answer at the end of the day.
Right. Whereas then they did the
because then you could beat your enemy down to the point where they'll be forced to listen to you because they'll be too exhausted to fight back.
Yeah, or you could shoot them. I'll teach them to fight back. But the Woodman episode I liked because it did the exact opposite. Like, they started out fighting. Like, there was basically a misunderstanding. And at the end of the episode, he talked Woodman down. And instead of Woodman being a bad guy, Woodman turned out to be more of a neutral character. Mm-hmm. And now he's, like, running a...
I like the fact that they made him basically a ninja.
Right. So now he's a good character running, like, a something in the woods. I forget what it is. He loves nature.
It's
whatever.
Like a park ranger now.
But that's something I liked about this cartoon is that all the robots aren't, for the most part, they're not all working created by Dr. Wily to be, you know, robots of mass destruction. Like, the robots in this one have their choice what to be. Like, they're all built by somebody, but none of them are beholden to to Dr. Wily. Now, however, there is like a what's his name? Obsidian?
Obsidian, I think.
Is it Obsidian? Okay. So he's like Breaker?
Obsidian. Breaker Knight. That's what his name
Breaker Knight,
is.
Yeah. So Breaker Knight.
I think Obsidian is a pseudonym.
Yeah, he's sort of the Dr. Wily as he's leading an army of robots, but it's their choice to be with him. So he's got Fireman, who is probably still the coolest design of the characters.
He's pretty much just using them to fulfill his own ambition of world domination.
Right. Spider-Man's also been the most common protagonist he's fought.
You mean antagonist?
What did I say? Did I say protagonist?
Yes. Mega Man's the bad guy.
That evil Mega Man must be stopped. So this also features... Buff Dr. Light. We never see the inside of his lab, but I'm guessing there's a workbench in there, a weight bench, right next to the workbench.
Well, all that equipment's got to be heavy, so...
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
You got to be able to lift that shit.
And they give him a new sister who's actually human, so...
Also, I think part of the reason that he's buff is because he fought in a war with Breaker.
Right. And that...
And even though he probably wasn't in combat situations most of the time, he was probably physically trained to engage if he had to.
And I think that's one of the reasons I really like this show is that they've given it like its own
it
story.
It also seems to be like a thing. It also seems to be a post-apocalyptic survival story because, like, it sounds like the world was on the brink of destruction, and thanks to the efforts of Dr. Light and trying to get people to come together, be in peace, they avoided that fate.
Yeah, I like there's a deep history to a show that only has to a show that's only 10 minutes long, you know. Which is probably the best part about probably what makes this show really good is if it was a half hour show, they'd have to stretch out.
Also, it means that you don't have to put up with Ben 10 antics of Mega Man basically being Ben 10 and being stupid kid arrogant,
right?
Like for 30 minutes instead of like the 10 that the show gives us.
Yeah, Mega Man learns his lesson like a robot would, you know, kind of right away. Like, oh, I see what I did there. Okay, I get it. My bad. You know, because they're 10-minute cartoons, which is freaking awesome. And they've gotten really creative with the villains, introducing ones like Hypno Woman and Chemistry Man.
Blasto Woman,
yeah. I'd like to see Hypno Woman in one.
Who eschews body types? They're not making these characters sexy.
No, definitely not. Yeah, the everything in this cartoon seems like they geared it towards like children today, which would be more of an inclusive type of generation. You know what I mean? Which was what we're supposed to have always been, but you know how it is. Anyway. There's a lot to like. It's very colorful, which is what I was talking about with the comic book. It's like, it's very colorful, and I like pretty colors. Don't judge me. I like my pretty colors.
I just hope that it gains a lot more traction, and Cartoon Network gives it a much better time slot.
I hate that time slot. I tell you, that's what that
6:30 in the morning. Yeah,
that's rough, man. That is rough.
It was 7:30 for the Ruby Spears cartoon, but that was a Saturday at least.
I know, but it was still like, oh, I gotta go up early on my off day to watch this show. Damn it. Okay. It was kind of blessing when they canceled.
I think 6:30 might have been the Sonic the Hedgehog cartoon that wasn't the Saturday morning cartoon, the stupid one.
I don't understand why they do that. Why they bury like?
Well, I'm glad that one was buried. So early in the morning, because that one was awful.
Has there been a good Sonic cartoon?
Well, the Saturday morning one was better, but at least it's not Sonic Underground, which is awful.
Right, better but not good.
And Sonic X, which is, I don't know, probably possibly worse, especially if you watch the 4Kids dub.
Yeah. I've seen bits and pieces of all of those, and I've yet to see a good Sonic cartoon. I'd like to read the comic, because it's made by the same people that did the Mega Man comic, right?
Sonic Forces came out in the 90s, they probably would have made an animated series about it, and it would have been awful.
But it would have been, like, cheesy 90s awful. Or you could go back and watch it today, like, still like, yeah. You know,
what? I think that we already got that, but we got that in the AM Sonic Saturday morning cartoon, except they decided to make a game of it years later.
Ooh, ouch. We're coming out the losing end on Sonic. We really are. Like they've bastardized that franchise left and right.
Just let Christian White make all the Sonic games in the future. Make them like Sonic Mania.
It feels like they need to take a break from Sonic for a little bit. Just let him rest. Like, he's been running for fucking years now. You've ran him into the fucking ground. Let him rest a little bit. Like, give
Sonic
him a
ate too many chili dogs, and now he needs to thin out.
Like, he's got all these, like, friends and characters we don't care about and shit like that. I mean, pretty much people care about him, Knuckles, and Dr. Eggman. That's it. Like, we don't care about all the other fuckers that you want to introduce and shit. Let's get on with this.
But back to Mega Man. We've exhausted all the animated adaptations, but what about the comics?
the comics. There was an old one. I still have a copy of it somewhere. I've got to look for it, though. It was, I liked it, and it was canceled really fucking quick.
Yeah, like six issues.
Yeah.
And it's over. At least the Archie ones went up to like 9 volumes before they indefinitely hiatused it.
Well, and then they started on the Sonic and Mega Man crossover comic.
Yeah.
Which I haven't read yet.
I don't know how to pick up what other volumes are left in the Mega Man collection or the Mega Man Archie comic, but
yes, so do I.
Like, I wonder how one of the interesting things I noticed with the Dream Wayne comic was that they decided to go with the name, not call him Mega Man, like he'd have an actual life outside of being a Mega Man, and his name was Rocky.
Yeah, like
so they kind of kept Rock there.
I do remember like images of him playing soccer in his shorts and stuff like that, as a little kid, you know. So they definitely hyped that part up of him about like that. Mega Man is not just a fighting robot, like he's a boy underneath, you know. Sorry, I got hair in my mouth.
Both comics had really good artwork.
Yeah. I gotta go find the old one because I don't know where it is. It's been a long time since I've looked at it, but it wasn't as colorful as the Archie comics. The Archie comics are very vibrantly colored, you know what I mean? Like, they really pop out from the pages, which I can see being very expensive, too, which is why I kind of expected it not to last very long. Also, that and the other comic didn't last very long.
Well, the Gargoyles comic that was supposed to be a sequel to the TV series didn't last very long either.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I don't think they canceled it, but it's in limbo right now.
Oh.
Yeah, they were planning to do a spinoff called Bad Guys, and then they were going to do another spinoff that chronicalized Brooklyn's time-traveling adventures, which saw him get a Japanese gargoyle wife and kids.
That's funny. Shit. So who are the bad guys that are going to spin off on?
Basically, like Cold Stone. And, Macbeth isn't a bad guy, but
I would love if they made a Macbeth series.
He basically reformed before the end of the series. I'm not even gonna count the Gargoyles.
But he was never really
canonical.
He was a villain, but he was never really a bad guy, you know?
Yeah. But I think as a result of everything he did, he created a few villains of his own.
Right.
So that
never is intention. You know, best intentions, whatever. So the
bad guys would be Cold Stone, Phalog, and I think even Coyote.
Okay.
Coyote in the timeline, I think, still exists.
Okay.
And I think there might have been another villain that I'm not thinking of. Maybe one of the Avalon children of Avalon people.
Or maybe they'll flip Xander again. Just keep flipping him back and forth.
Well, they make him ambiguous. We're he was ambitious when the show started, and he did a lot of questionable things.
Mm-hmm.
But then he reformed. But now he's joining the Illuminati, and the Illuminati was, well, their allegiance and their, as to whether or not they're a good thing for humanity as a whole is questionable.
Right. Right.
So right. It might be Xanatos is just joining them so he could stop whatever plans that they have.
Maybe. Who knows?
And maybe, in the midst of that, he might waver a bit. Because, Xanatos is always a guy with a plan.
Yeah, it's true.
I'm just going to use you guys to get what I want, and then once I get what I want, I'm going to make sure you stop doing terrible things.
Or his plan could be to replace all of them with himself.
Yeah.
Which I could see either way. because, like you said, he's definitely ambiguous, and you've seen him do pretty evil things, and then you've also seen him do pretty great things too. So it's one of the things I loved about the cartoon was how ambiguous a lot of the characters were. Like, if Seth MacFarlane, like, he was a villain, but I mean, you find out, like, his story, like, he was a king who was wronged, and his family was murdered, and he's just trying to find the one way out. I mean, he's just trying to kill the gargoyle that keeps him eternal. I mean, that's it. He's not out to do anything else, really.
But
his quest is to, his goal is to die, basically. Yeah. That's it.
Mm-hmm. But because he lived for so long.
Yeah, I mean, he wants to see his. I mean, he wants to join his wife and his son again. You know, wants to be dead with them. So
now he's serving Arthur. And, at least that's what the TV show ended off. We never got to see what he did with Arthur, which, like, the Macbeth spinoff would probably reveal. But we're done with Mega Man. So
that's another thing that's another thing with cartoons is most of them end without actually ending. They didn't, you know what I mean? It's fucking frustrating as shit. And that's what I thought would happen with Fully Charged, and I'm just hoping it gets another season and we get more and such. But
this is why it's best when mangas don't do an animated adaptation until the manga's ended.
Right.
Instead of trying to capitalize on a success, because then you get to the point where you have to either wait for the story to end or you create your own story, and your own story conflicts with the other story, or even worse, it's not that good.
Or you get the Dragon Ball Z.
Filler arcs like Naruto, which are just awful.
Yeah, there's so many filler arcs. Or you get the Dragon Ball Z where, you know, it takes them 20 episodes to do one fight because they spend half the episode flashing to other scenes. You know, like, what's somebody doing back on Earth? They're sitting there looking at the television.
Yeah, the five-minute thing.
What's Chi-Chi doing? She's staring at TV.
Like, Namek has 5 minutes to blow up, but I think that's only because it only takes 5 minutes to fit through enough chapters of the manga to actually make sense, but it doesn't make sense in an animation.
No, it doesn't.
And I get how One Piece does it, where, like, all this stuff is going on at the same time. It's just that it seems to take longer for us because there's so much content going on, you forget that all this other stuff is going on simultaneously in the background. They're just cutting to it.
Mm-hmm.
But because, like, when I stopped watching this show, the show's so hard to, like, follow because it's so long. And there doesn't seem to be an endpoint. I mean, the Oda has an endpoint for the series, but, like, which I think is actually coming up soon. But,
Well, I've heard Robert Kirkman say that about The Walking Dead. Mm-hmm. He said that for years.
Well,
but it does not look like it.
All I'm saying is, like, back in 2010, like, Oda said he had the next 10 years of One Piece planned out, which seemed to imply that there's going to be at least 10 years worth of stuff left. And we're almost sitting up to 2020, so the show might end. But at the same time, it's like, that might just be like, I'm going to do more than this, but I've got at least that much content planned out in advance.
Right.
Because the show's still wildly successful. So they'll probably do more after that point.
Hmm.
But,
yeah, I think we're done because we're on other cartoons and stuff. So. Yeah.
But, yeah, One Piece, I basically was, like, at this part where I just, well, I'm going to take a break from this for a while.
Mm. Well, it's hard to watch on television because it's jumped channels, and then when it jumps channels, they skip, like, when for instance, they skipped over, like, the Skypiea thing.
You got to watch that stuff on Funimation now because they took it off of Toonami.
Yeah, but originally I'm saying, like, before, when it switched channels, like, they skipped over things, and then they ended just kind of out of the blue. just kind of stopped at one episode, and you're like, wait, what? It's over?
Yeah, they technically didn't even start over when Funimation took over for 4Kids, because they're like, let's do the Ira Basta arc, and then we'll do the other ones later.
Wow. Yeah. And then they wonder why, like, people don't get into it and stuff. Like what they did with Dragon Ball GT, for fuck's sake. Started in the middle of the show.
When I was getting to, like, them cutting to different parts of the things that were going on simultaneously in the background, I was like, I was still on the Don on Flamenco arc where they were fighting, where Luffy's fighting, only just begun to start fighting Don Flamenco, and there was like a good 30 something episodes where other stuff happened, but like they haven't even showed us the fight that Sanji and the rest of the crew that were left behind on the ship were engaged in a battle with Big Mom.
God.
It's like, when are you going to show us that stuff? You could have at any point just cut to them. But I'm thinking there's a good 15 episodes there, so that's probably why they're waiting. And it's going to be like, they're going to meet up with them again, and then they're going to describe what they did.
Oh, yeah. There's always that.
But, we're done with Mega Man, so I'm going to get, I don't know if Frank's listening. I'm going to have to message him.
Yeah, I need to eat, Frank, so come on here.
Hold on. I'm going to have to probably message him on Twitter.
Oh, I got to run to something, so he's got to hurry up. I was just told I got to go run and get food, so.
Okay.
He needs to hurry his ass up.
Any closing comments on the Mega Man adaptations?
No. The people who complain about Fully Charged, if you watched it and you didn't like it, nah, I understand. That's one thing. But if you haven't watched it and you're judging it just on appearance like I did, but I watched it. I was judging it on appearance at first, and I was not happy. But after watching it, I enjoyed it. So just give it a chance.
Give it a chance, and give Rise of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles a chance.
I've watched every episode. I still just don't like it. I'm sorry. I'm trying. I mean, I'm watching every episode.
Like I say, it's like, as long as you're not doing the old 80s show bad, you're doing pretty good.
Oh man, we were talking about like dumbing down shows for kids and stuff. Like that old 80s show is like point and center, man. There's no real fighting going on.
I honestly think it's worse than Masters of the Universe.
Ooh, wow, really?
Yeah, I'd rather watch Masters of the Universe than that crap.
Wow. I have a hard time watching shows with canned animation, though. Like, as much as I loved He-Man as a kid, and like, canned animation is really hard to watch.
Okay, Frank's here, so play us out with a special outro.
Special outro.
Yeah. Can you hear us?
I don't know. I'm waiting. I'm being quiet.
Frank fell before we end the show?
I don't want to interrupt the song. I mean, especially if he's going to play Super Fighting Robot, I'm just going to listen. But hang tight. Oh my God, Frank. I'm
buggy problem.
I'm going to starve to death, Frank, and it's your fault. You hear me?
Maybe this is a new robot master Dr. Wily has created called Buggy Man.
Oh, I thought you were going to go Frank Man. No, not Frank Man! He's walking really slow. I hear something in the background.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh. He's walking really slow because he's 5,000 years old. Super Fighting Robot.
Yeah. That was an adventure. I got to check my recording to make sure that...
I wasn't recording. Damn it, I forgot to hit the on button.